If you live in Wichita, you've probably driven by it dozens of times. The intriguing, low-slung house, bathed in earth tones and mystery, nestled in leafy College Hill. You might even know it was designed by the celebrated architect Frank Lloyd Wright. But have you ever been inside? On this month's Hidden Kansas, we tag along with KMEW's Lou Ann Stevens for a tour of Wichita's most famous and introverted home.
Okay, you can hardly call the Allen Lamb House hidden. It's been standing at the corner of 2nd and Roosevelt and College Hill in the heart of Wichita since 1918. But it's surprising how many people in town don't know it's there, even if they drive by it every day. Or if they do know, they don't realize what a treasure it is. I'm ashamed to say I was one of them. But that changed when I had a chance to talk to Docent Nancy Davis in the garden outside the Allen Lamb House.
I fell in love with Frank Lloyd Wright when I lived in western Pennsylvania, and I actually volunteered at Falling Water there.
I got to tag along on one of Nancy's tours. The Allen Lamb House was built for former Kansas Governor Henry Justin Allen and his wife Elsie. Wright designed it to be a work of art in itself, with amazing craftsmanship throughout.
Look at that beautiful ceiling with a technique called scrumbling. It was done by painting a robin's egg blue on the ceiling and letting that dry, and then painting a beige over it, and before that dries, scraping some of it off. So you see that blue kind of peeking through? Wright called that blue sky looking through clouds.
This is in the dining room, but the scrumbling technique is continued throughout the house, the only exception being the kitchen. It's another example of how Wright wanted to bring the outside in. We moved from the large dining room into a short, narrow hall that led to the living room.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Lou Ann had the right response. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Another classic Frank Lloyd Wright design feature, sending you through a very narrow, tight space and then opening you up into a grand space. And he did that very intentionally, so you would say, oh, my goodness, when you came in here.
The living room has been named one of Wright's best designs. There's more of the scrumbling on the ceiling, this time with green hues representing tree branches. More decorative light fixtures on the ceiling, rows of windows, and deep shelves along the ceiling line.
Wright called that the melody of the room. He encouraged homeowners to display their treasures, and he thought the melody should be changed every 6 months. So when he came to visit here, as he did, he would move everything around on those shelves to where he thought they should be.
What a great house.
Yes. Again, he thought he knew best how people should live in his homes.
The house has been restored to the way it was in 1923 when Governor Allen's term ended and the family returned from Topeka. Tours by appointment began in 1995 and, until COVID, had groups of 20 to 25 people 5 days a week. The majority of guests were from out of town, coming here specifically to see the house, like today's group, which was from Tennessee and California. Recent publicity has raised Wichita's awareness of the Allen House, but Nancy Davis says many locals are still unaware of its existence.
We hear that a lot from local visitors. Oh, I've driven by here many times. I never knew what it was.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state.